Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, all I can say is wow. There's nothing like heat from that Black Rob. It's like, whoa, to get you in the mood for some football. Yes, folks, we are starting 0 week. It is 0 week this week. The first games of the season in the Texas high school football landscape. Yes, it's hot. It's hot. The rain has passed by on this lovely day, lovely evening of August 23rd, 2016. It's the man that's on a mission with no permission. This is T.A., yes, T.A., the one who's tenacious and audacious, extremely sagacious, vivacious, and efficacious, never the one to be mendacious, and as you can see, very loquacious in his Central Texas football recruiting game. Woo, yes, finally, folks, finally, we get a chance to watch some real football. I mean, we had 7-on-7 over the summer. We had a lot of camp for all the prospects to go to, and we had our scrimmages these past 2 weekends for a lot of the athletes that are getting a chance to break in some pads. But now we get a chance to see some real games this year, folks. And I have a young man, a very special guest on the show tonight, a 2018 prospect that you guys are going to get to know very well on our show. Delightful young man, and you guys will definitely be on the lookout for this guy to do some pretty special things this year, being his junior year, and also in the future. So again, stay tuned for that. But first and foremost, since we are talking about 0 week, wow, if you look on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, that is syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, you'll see that we have a list of some of the most intriguing games that you can watch throughout the Central Texas area. I'm going to name a number of those games for you all out there, because what it's all about, folks, is all about supporting these young men. These young men that are out here running up and down the field on these hot days, man, that is so tough. I'm so glad that I don't have to do it anymore myself. So, but I enjoy seeing these young men, and you should too. I mean, let's support these young men, because for some of them, hey, this is all the support they're going to get. So we definitely want to make sure that these young men or being shown that type of endless support, that type of endless love for them carrying themselves as model student athletes the best way that they can. But without further ado, let me go ahead and give you a rundown of some of the games that some of y'all are going to be watching or on the lookout for this upcoming weekend, or with this being 0 week. Well, first off, we have Academy at Rogers. This used to be a James Williams way back in the day, with these guys being former district rivals. But Academy at Rogers, traditionally Class 2A, I think they're both in Class 3A now. But that game is going to be played at Mary Hardin Baylor. So if you're here on Thursday evening in the Temple Belton area, hey, try to go check these guys out if you're not going to a sub-varsity game somewhere. Again, that's Academy at Rogers. You have Austin High at Round Rock McNeil. Austin High at Round Rock McNeil. We have guys who were at our camp this past summer that came from both of those schools, so, of course, we definitely want to profile those guys. Austin LBJ at Wickham University. I can see LBJ being real successful in that matchup and, of course, getting the upper hand, but, hey, you never know. On any given day, anything can happen. All right, we have Buda Hayes at Georgetown Eastview. Look out for Mason Klinger, Eastview High School. The guy is a baller, folks. He's a baller. Okay, he attended our campus past summer, but the guy, he plays on offense, and they actually have him playing both ways this year. So look out for Mason Klinger. Have Cedar Park at Waco Midway. Woo! Woo! Man, that is a barn burner for you right there. Cedar Park at Waco Midway. Two teams that in most cases, make deep runs in the playoffs, if not win state. Well, of course, Cedar Park has a few state championships underneath their belt, but Midway will hopefully get that one day. But they are playing 6A football, so not to take anything away from Cedar Park, but these two teams are always usually well-coached. And, again, this should be a very exciting matchup to watch. You have College Station and the Consolidated against Copper Stove. That's like become an annual 0-week rivalry. If you can remember, a few years back, Anna Consolidated was on ESPN because they did all of this trickery as far as all these like million laterals on the kickoff turn to end up winning the game, kind of like the Stanford and Cal game back in 1982. So, again, that should be a good matchup. You have Comanche and Coleman, the small schools. You know, I love my country boys. I love watching my country boys play ball. So keep an eye out for that for those of you all who are in that part of the Hill Country. You have Converse Justin and Austin Lake Travis, probably the game of the week in Central Texas. Okay, Converse Justin and Austin Lake Travis, two teams with a lot of tradition and two teams with a number of state championship trophies. So we will definitely keep you on taps on what's going on in that game. We have Gonzales playing at Orange Grove, which is down near Corpus Christi. So Gonzales, located in the southern part of Central Texas, will be heading farther south to play these guys. And believe me, I won't announce my reasoning, but of course I love me some Gonzales. These are the kids that usually show up in big numbers to our camps or whatever, or what have you. But again, it's very personal for me to see Gonzales win this game, or to at least read about, hey, they finished out on top or whatever. So again, that should be a good one to watch. And we'll talk to our guests later on in the show about that matchup. We have Houston Westside at Brenham. Woo! Sounds good. Katy at Austin Westlake. Woo! This was probably the game that was in the running for game of the week. Austin Westlake, of course, went to state last year, and Katy won state last year. And Katy actually right now is ranked number one in the nation, according to USA Today newspaper. All right, you have LaGrange at Liberty Hill. That should be a good one. You have Leander playing Colleen Ellison. You have Mason at Goldthwait, Milano at Thorndale, Pflugerville and Henderson at Smithson Valley. Woo, folks. Oh, these are some good matchups. You have Pflugerville at Austin Bowie. You have Round Rock at Schertz Clemens. San Antonio Clark at San Antonio Churchill. San Antonio O'Connor at San Antonio MacArthur. Wow. Some good football, folks, in Central Texas. Some good football being played in Central Texas. You have San Marcos playing San Antonio East Central and Teague at Caldwell. Woo! Teague at Caldwell. I'm telling you, folks, that's why I love seeing these guys in these small towns, because for the most part, yeah, people can say you get most of your athletes from the big cities, blah, 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 blah. And yes, you will have a bigger number because you have a bigger pool to select from of kids that are good athletes. But I'm telling you, folks, if you have only been going to 5A and 6A games, you might want to start going to games in 2A and 3A, because these guys, folks, these guys, they play with so much passion, man. I mean, they lay it all on the line. They leave it all on the field. So please get to one of these games if you have yet to see them. And then you have Temple at Belton, renewing an old rivalry that's years and years and years old. And this one should be good. From what I understand, this game is actually going to be televised. So, again, let's get out and support our youngsters, because, again, they need our love and support. They need it. There's nothing like seeing a young man or a young child happy due to the fact and playing even harder knowing that they have the support, you know, backing them as far as unconditional support. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk with our guest of the evening, so stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas. with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that is the Robertson Law Firm. The Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas, but as you heard on the commercial, they do work statewide. So by all means, if you do not have a lawyer, please get you a lawyer. It's just always good to have one on your team. Also, for any businesses out there that like to advertise, hey, it's football season, so why not advertise either on our blog talk radio show or on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. Just feel free to send us an email, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com. That's tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, and we'll send you the information that you need in order to bring you on board as an advertiser. Because, again, all we're doing is trying to help more and more kids, more and more student-athletes get into college, and that's basically what your advertising goes towards helping in the long run. All right, we're back with our guest of this evening, a young man who has a huge chip on his shoulder, one of the toughest competitors that I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Mr. Corey Anzaldúa of Gonzales High School. Corey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, sir.
Man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Got a big game coming up this weekend. I'm definitely excited to see what you're going to look like on film at this game coming up. So, again, I know you got your mind on bigger and better things aside from being on the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get on with the Q&A for all of our listeners out there so they can get to know who this big-timer Corey Anzaldúa, this diamond in the rough, this hidden gem Corey Anzaldúa is. Now, Corey, what does it mean to be a Gonzales Apache?
Man, being a Gonzales Apache means you have a lot of pride. You take effort and everything you do into the school. It means you have heart. It means you went to workouts. You went to your morning weights. You went to your afternoon running. You went to everything it took to get there. And it also means you committed to the power of the tribe.
Committed to the power of the tribe. Wow. Hey, what's funny is, and I don't mean it like in a laughing matter, but I should say what's cool is I've been seeing some of your fellow Gonzales Apaches or parental supporters putting the hashtag Road Tribe. So is that something new? Kind of how like Alabama
has
the Road
Tribe?
I've been saying it's Road Tribe.
Yes, sir. We are Road Tribe and Power of the Tribe. Those are our two main sayings, and we're going to go with it, and it's what gets our team hyped up, and that's what we believe in, and we'll continue to use that on during the season.
All right. Hey, folks. The Gonzales Apache, folks, they're coming. They're coming, folks. It's starting this Friday, week zero, against Orange Grove. So, man, this is a team that's heavy in tradition, and you can always expect them to be in the postseason. So, again, the Gonzales Apaches are coming, folks. They're coming. But before I get too excited, let's go ahead and continue on. Who are some of your teammates? Who are some of your Apache teammates that we can expect to do big things this season? Just name a few for us.
Some of the teammates that we expect to do good things this season, one would be Aaron Hunt, who is a slot receiver who makes a lot of spectacular catches at great times. He's very clutch. And then we have Garrett Rickman at the quarterback position. He makes a lot of great plays. He knows how to read the defense, and he's able to extend the play very well. And on the defensive side of the ball, we have Alex Ortiz. He has really great closing speed, and he can turn up field very well. And the last person I would like to say would be Juan Lacea. Juan is very big and strong. He's good, and he also knows how to get past the offense. He's very good on technique. He can get past the line of scrimmage and make good tackles. And then I'll also mention Kobe Cox. He is our free safety. He has great speed. He can read and zoom the field very well. He's aggressive on the ball, and he is what ball hawk, as we like to call it, and you can expect big hits and picks from him this season.
Wow. Big Bull, Big Bull. That's one of the seal right there. Corey, you named some ball players, man. You named some ball players in that list. But, however, you're the ball player that we're talking to tonight. So, with you being the baller that's on line with me tonight, what exactly position did you play on the field?
This year I would be playing strong safety, which my role on defense this year is a lot of force contained on the run. I will shut it down, make sure nobody gets outside of me. And I will also, in the past, I will play a lot of curl to flat, and I will have very few and limited one-on-one coverages this year. But I will be expected to, and I will also have a lot of blitzes this year, and that's my job on the defensive side. And I also play slot receiver.
Okay. Slot receiver, okay. All right. Now, Corey, let me ask you this. I just have to ask you before we go to a commercial break.
Yes, sir.
Corey, man, be honest with me, man. Can you hit?
Yes, sir, I can hit. I come down very hard.
Okay, because I couldn't. That's why I didn't last at safety, so that's why I'm asking. If you're going to be a safety, you got to come up and hit. That's one thing that I refused to do when I played field with my scholarship to college. I'm glad to hear that you know how to come down like that. But listen, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and continue on with this combo, so stay tuned.
Hi. People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills all in a supportive, positive learning environment. Big T is a small local club associated with Toastmasters International, a world leader in communication and leadership development. On behalf of Big T Toastmasters, I invite you to visit us. We meet every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. in the meeting room of Natural Grocers on I-35 in Temple. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. Visit Big T and see what Toastmasters training can do for you.
All right, Big T Toastmasters. Make sure that you hit up a Toastmasters club near you if indeed you have any desire to grow in your public speaking skills or presentation skills in general. Believe me, Toastmasters can help work wonders for you because it has for me. So hit up your local Toastmasters club. It's international. They are worldwide. Toastmasters. All right, we're back with the man of the hour, the young man of the hour, Corey Anzador. Now, Corey, we've been talking about all this stuff on the football field. Let's kind of shift a little bit. How are your grades, and how important are academics to you?
I am entering my junior year with a 3.1 core GPA, which I have worked very hard to get so far. I also plan on making my grades higher because I know my grades are more important than the sport, because if I can't pass, I cannot play.
All right. Corey, one thing I want to recommend to you and for all the juniors out there, if anyone out there who has not been following my blog, make sure you follow my blog, especially when I talk about the helpful ways to help prospects in the different respective graduation classes, upcoming graduation classes, to get yourselves recruited. Please, young man, please get those SATs and ACTs out of the way your junior year, okay? Please take care of that. I know you're already responsible enough to know that, but I just have to say it for the sake of saying, and also for the sake of our listeners that are out there who also are 2018 prospects. Please get that SAT out of the way your junior year so you don't have to deal with that headache your senior year.
Yes, sir. I plan on taking those this fall. I'm getting signed up for them, so I'm trying to get those out of my way so I can be good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, what is your height, your weight, and your 40 time?
My height is 5'6". I weigh 145 pounds, and my 40 is a 4'6".
Okay. All right, folks. The young man is 5'6", but, man, He plays like he's 6'1". I've seen this guy. I've seen him on film, and I've seen him in person in my camp. And this guy never backs down. He don't care how big the receiver is that he's lined up across from. This guy has a lot of dogfight in him. So please don't let the size fool you. Actually, you should let the size fool you, because I want him to come and show you how hard it is for you to get open if you are someone that's going to underestimate his skills, or if you think that you're just going to run over him. You got another thing coming. And trust me, I'm not saying it's a booster guy. I'm just telling you what I know, all right, what I've either seen on film or seen in person. So, again, you might want to not underestimate this kid. All right, with that being said, now what do you personally feel are the strengths to your individual game?
I feel my strengths in my individual game is my knowledge of the game. I know my position at strong safety, but because I also play slot receiver, I know a lot of tendencies that the slot receivers would like to make if they run a quick route, if they're going to run inside or outside. And I also know the situation. I've always made sure the situation, if it's 3rd and 3, 3rd and 10, to play more aggressive on the short or watch out for more of the deep. And my aggressiveness on the coming downhill. And I also believe my discipline. This to sit there and watch the play unfold. Watch it come out and don't go to, you know.
All right. Woo! Folks, sound like this young man has a high football IQ. So, again, it's not all about the skills. You got to have it up top, too. A lot of guys that do well and are ranked high, studies show that a lot of these prospects are paying out when they go to college. A lot of that stuff is a lot of times based off measurables or what they look like on film. But when you have to dissect that complex playbook when you get to college, then a lot of guys end up not seeing the field, okay, because of that. All right, and then you start getting more and more transfers, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, it's always good to know a prospect that has a high football IQ. And this young man possesses an extremely high football IQ. Now, what's the thing about IQs in football? We're talking about grades and SAT scores, meaning that you do have the desire and hope to one day play college football after your Apache football days are done. So name some of the colleges that you like to watch on Saturdays during the fall.
Some of the colleges that I like to watch on Saturdays during football season are a lot of the local Texas teams. But my favorite team of all is Alabama Crimson Tide.
So, okay, is that because of the road trial thing or what?
I've always liked Alabama since I was little. I just always liked them, and then they're always disciplined, and it's just a nice school, and you never see any problems a lot with their players getting into trouble, and they always have great success on the field.
Now, when you say you've been watching them since you were little, you do know that Alabama some years back played Texas for the national title, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, were you pulling for Alabama in that game?
Yes, sir, I was.
Treason, folks, treason, treason. Man, you don't root against the Longhorns, don't you know that? No, I'm joking, okay? All right, Corey, let me ask you this. If you already have an idea, what do you plan to study in college?
I plan to study the education and coaching in college. I want to coach when my football career is over. I want to go to a junior high or high school level and help all the little kids, because I see some things that I know players have more potential to be, and I think I can help share my knowledge to them and make players expand and learn and let them know that grades are more important and that hard work will give you great success in life.
Wow, that's outstanding, young man. That's outstanding. Yes, we always need good coaches. We always need more good coaches, I should say. So, again, I definitely tip my hat off to you, because it's not easy working with young people, not for everybody. Some people, it just comes natural, and that's the gift that God blessed them to have. And you may be that person who's able to do that, but that's not an easy thing. For them doing a lot of people, as you can see, they give up on our youth very easily. But apparently you have a different mindset, and I tip my hat off to you on that. We're going to take one last commercial break, then we're going to come up and wrap up the show. with Mr. Corey Amsador, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleeter Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon located in Killeen, Texas. All right, Corey. You have
All
any
right.
asks and comments that you'd like to leave our listeners before we adjourn for this evening?
I would like to say if you work hard, you can get what you want, and also to go to the Central Texas Combines, and they're real nice, and they have good coaches. I was one that's known as Face Weathers. And I also like to say I was invited to FBU Football University Top Gun, and I was nominated to go on to the Army All-American Bowl Combine. And I just like to also put out that God goes first, and that's all I have to say, sir.
All right. Corey Amsador, folks, remember that name. Class of 2018, defensive back prospect from Gonzales High School, folks. The Gonzales Apaches are coming. The Gonzales Apaches are coming. Starting with game one against Orange Grove, you can take that to the bank. All right, T.A. said it. I'm T.A., and I approve this message. So, again, Corey, man, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Man, whew, look forward to seeing your film week to week, and definitely look forward to seeing you play against LaGrange this year. But, again, take it one game at a time. Take it one game at a time, because if you're caught looking ahead, that's when you usually make the most mistakes. All right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well, folks,
thank you. It was an honor being on the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, young man. That's Corey Amsador of Gonzales High School, located in the southern part of Central Texas. Watch these young men, folks. They're going to win football games. I predict that they're going to go to the playoffs. But, hey, most importantly, they're going to have guys that are going to go out and play college football, too. So let's keep that in mind. Well, again, let's get out and support our young people starting this Thursday and Friday nights. For those of you all who are available to do so, who don't have to work, believe me, our young people, hey, they need that positive energy to feed off of at the games. Because, again, these guys are playing their hearts out, and they could be doing all other kind of things that are considered taboo, but they choose to be student athletes. So I definitely commend them. Even if you're supporting someone that's in the band, hey, it's nothing like being underneath the Friday night lights in the Lone Star State. There's nothing that can't me when I say that. All right, this is T.A. of T.A. Scouting School signing off from yet another show. You all be safe out there, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas. God bless you.